Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But it actually even gets to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said, you know, get informed. Find out what's going on around you first. Then engage. Because once you do that, once you have the information you need to fight back or to discuss it, with information, unlike what they have most of the time. They don't really have the information. They have the party line, don't get me wrong. But they almost never have the information. Seriously. So let's not be them. Let's get informed, and let's have a clue. A clue. God. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got so many stories that I want to push through. I mean, you guys are great about getting me stories, but remember something. There's a few of you that listen to the show, so when you send me these stories, I can't get through them all. And it's not that I'm ignoring you or anybody else for that matter, but I am, I got to say, there's some great stuff in there. I'm hopefully getting to the story about the 10 current cities, fiscally mismanaged cities in the country, that are, for all intents and purposes, on the verge of bankruptcy. And you say that mostly because, seriously, they're taking in so many of the illegals. They have so many services that they have to take. They're running out of money. And the feds aren't going to, if you noticed, Joey B. isn't just jumping in to take care of business. Look at the state of New Jersey. They're actually fighting California for first place in being the place that people leave the most. I mean, they're both really pushing hard for U-Haul's business. You know what I'm saying? I don't know any other way to put it. So a new study found that New Jersey lost more residents than any other state in 2023. Now, you want to know why? Experts put it squarely on the state's liberal policies. They've gotten out of control. High taxes were the primary driver behind New Jersey's you can't even call it a migration, can you? Let's call it an exodus. I think that's what you should call it. E.J. Antoni, a research fellow and public finance economist at the Heritage Foundation, said that his comments came after a study by the United Van Lines found that New Jersey once again took the top spot as the most moved from state in 2023. It is the sixth consecutive year the state reached that milestone. Now, you know what? California. Oh, wait a minute. That's Van Lines. I'm sorry. That's United Van Lines. For U-Haul, they claim that California is the number one state for exodus. It's the number one state that people leave because they're trying to get their trucks back here. People are having to pay more money when they move out of state to leave that truck in that state because they got to find a way to get it back. Right? And then right behind them was Illinois. Wow, who knew? Rounding out the top five, you know, wouldn't you love to get the numbers from all these moving companies, pile them together, and really truly see who the top five were? North Dakota is one. New York. Michigan. Gee, surprised about Michigan, are you? That should be surprising because people are fairly sensitive to tax rates when it comes to, well, especially now. When you paid a few extra bucks in taxes before, it was no big deal. It wasn't the end of the world. You had some money to play with. People don't have money to play with anymore. When you heard people being interviewed in Iowa tonight, one of the biggest issues, biggest problems, biggest things they were talking about was how hard their wallet was hit. Right? The professor pointed out that New Jersey has the sixth highest state and local tax burden as a share of income, as well as the third highest tax collection per capita. Other factors included some of the nation's highest property taxes and the state's regulatory environment. So, let me see. You tax people's incomes out of control, right? High property taxes and all the regulation behind businesses trying to start, and you wonder why people won't stay. I've been stuck on this mantra with you guys, and you know it. And what I keep saying is this. You pay taxes. For the minute you make that money, you make that that $100 that day, right? For the minute you make that money, you have payroll taxes. You pay your payroll taxes, right? And you take that money without it. I know some of you already heard this. I'm sorry, but whatever. And you do it on the gas station. You buy gas with the money that you've already paid taxes on. Right? Because you got to go to the supermarket. So you go to the gas station. What do you do on that money? You pay taxes on the money you've already paid taxes on. To put gas in your car. To go to the store so you can buy groceries for your family. And you're paying taxes at the grocery store for the food to feed your family with the money you've already paid taxes on. You here with me? And then, oh, by the way, I got to go get the tires because the roads I've been driving on haven't been well maintained, so my tires are wearing out faster. Oh, and there's two separate taxes on your tires, as well as your gas. Right? Now, you see where I'm going with this? You have more taxes on that dollar that you earned, that you busted your hump to get. And on top of that, at the end of the year, what do you pay? Income tax. It just doesn't stop. And then they tell you, you're not paying enough in taxes. So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. If you buy into that and you vote for those people, you deserve it.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what works, right? When you got the information you need and then you engage, everybody wins. Everybody does better with it. And that's the way it should be. Okay, the happening now, right now, Trump is, he just finished addressing supporters after his win in the Iowa caucus. Okay, you got to call it a projected win. Fine, whatever. Whatever makes you feel good. So anyway, big win too. Massive margin. Way ahead of Governor DeSantis and what have you. And if you look at this, right, so think about how much money, what did DeSantis spend? Almost $30 million bucks? To, for what? Second place, which money... I love it. My son calls him a first-place loser. Right? Nikki Haley, she spent more money than he did. It's just amazing to me. Let me bring on Rick Trader. He is the host of Conservative Commanders Show. And, you know, Rick, thanks for calling. I appreciate your time with me. What are you surprised by the win? You can't be.
I am actually not surprised, Joe. In fact, you know, usually when I go out on a limb and make a prediction, I am wrong. But this time I was dead right. Because on the Conservative Commando show today, I said that Trump is going to win with a margin of 20 to 40%. He's winning by 30%. So big night for Donald Trump. And Joe, consider a couple of things. Number one, New York Times is now saying that our estimate shows Trump is on track to win all 99 Iowa counties. All 99 Iowa counties. He's got 51% of the vote. And Joe, consider these things. 8 years ago, in 2016, Donald Trump did not win Iowa. He came in second to Ted Cruz. That's number one. Number two, 8 years later, after all the slander, after all the impeachments, after all the indictments, after all the lies, he's had such a big night in Iowa, winning, getting 51% of the vote. And you know, Joe, not just against anybody. Number one, the sitting governor of Florida, who just said spent $30 million.
Yep.
Against the former governor of South Carolina, who is ambassador to the UN, and as you said, Joe, spent more money than DeSantis. So what does this tell you? Either A, people really want Donald Trump back. B, these two impersonators are not real viable. And you think of how pumped up the media, how the media has pumped up DeSantis, especially Nikki Haley. Or three, nobody wants Biden. Nobody wants Biden. Joe, this is a really, really big night in Iowa for Donald Trump. And we are off on running on the 2024 election year, Joe Messina.
Well, you know, I agree with you in a lot of ways with this stuff, but the part of the problem we have right now is you've got a lot of these people, not that they were never Trumpers, but they're sitting there going, no, you can't vote for Trump again, and you can't this. They're just setting us up for the general election, and I don't believe that myself. Do I think that the Democrats want him in there because they think that might be able to beat him? Yes, but I don't believe they're putting as much effort in it. As some people are calling us.
Joe, you and I very seldom disagree, but I disagree with you on this. You know, all the slander, the lies, the impeachments, the indictments, just of Trump, they're not doing it to DeSantis. They're not doing it to Haley because they don't fear those two guys. They know they can beat them. But the one guy they fear more than God himself is Donald Trump. Well, of course, they don't believe in God, so they don't fear him at all.
Well, their gods are Schumer and Pelosi and alike.
Yeah,
you already know that. Yeah.
But they fear Donald Trump. And this is a really dark night for Democrats because it just is showing how bad the American people, at least the people in Iowa, how bad the people in Iowa want Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think what I was saying is that some people are saying that the Dems are pushing to get him in because they think they can believe Donald. They think they can beat Donald. I don't think they can beat him.
I don't either.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they can either. Really.
Well, see, I feel the same way you do from a standpoint. I think they wouldn't be putting all their energy into trying to, you know, lock him up, get him all bogged down in court stuff if they really felt like they could beat him a different way. Because can we just be honest? They're stubborn people, but they're not all stupid. And for them not to see what's going on every time they throw something at him is not, makes no sense. I'll put it that way.
I'm looking at the county by county results in Iowa, and I don't know the Iowa counties, but just doing a quick peruse, the county that Donald Trump did the worst in was a county called Story, Story County, where he got 34% of the vote compared to 27 and 30% for the other two candidates.
Wow.
I mean, and that's worse. Some of these counties, Joe, he's getting 70%, 85% in another county, 55, 70, 65, 62, and I'm not going to go down all 99 counties. But like I said, the worst I'm seeing here right now is that one county that I mentioned, Story. And he's even winning there. And, you know, even if in the Story County, if this was, say, a general election and he got that percentage of vote over his opponent, that would be considered a landslide.
Yeah. Yeah. They're telling me in my chat room that Ramaswamy is throwing his support behind Trump, but I don't see anywhere where it says he's getting out.
Yeah, Joe, I don't think he was ever a candidate in the first place. I think this guy was
just popped up.
A rich kid.
Yeah.
Rick,
it just popped up on my screen that he's suspending his candidate because it's he doesn't see an avenue, and now he's getting behind Trump.
Yeah, well, I, as I said, I don't think he was ever a real viable candidate anyway. I think this was a rich kid with a lot of money. He wanted to get it in it to shoot his mouth off. And if you listen to at least what I've heard from him on the debate, it was almost like he was campaigning for a post on Trump cabinet.
So, Rick, we got to go for commercial break. Hang with me because I want to ask you if you're leaving New Jersey like a whole bunch of other people are. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up when we return.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Winter weather is continuing to impact flights across the country. According to flight tracker FlightAware, there were over 2,800 flights that were canceled on Monday, with over 7,900 flights delayed. Chicago Midway, Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airports were among the most that were impacted. This as governors across the country, including Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, are calling up the National Guard to assist travelers.
The National Guard is currently deploying personnel and equipment to armories located near travel corridors that either have been or we think will be significantly impacted.
Former President Trump has won the Iowa caucus. The former president will now take a lion's share of the state's 40 delegates. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I have to give, Ramaswamy, probably some of you don't agree with me, but you know what? I like his energy. Would I vote for him? No. Is he ready for this? No. But I like his energy. And I wish, you realize if you took his energy and you put that behind DeSantis, I think DeSantis could give Trump a run for his money. Not that I want DeSantis in there for other reasons. You guys heard me say it a million times, so you know. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time you're spending with me. Rick Schrader joins me. He is the host of Conservative Commandos Radio, and we're talking about what's going on in Iowa tonight. Rick, you there?
I am here, Joe. I am all here. Right. Joe, this really makes my night. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles fell flat on their face, living in New Jersey is miserable, but the fact that Donald Trump did so well in Iowa, I'll tell you the other thing, and I don't know if I'm happier about Donald Trump winning or this fact, Joe Messina.
Uh-oh.
Out of 105,000 votes, 105,000 votes, Chris Christie got 32.
All right. Well, you know, Chris wasn't, you know as well as I do, Chris Christie wasn't in there to win the race. He was in there to pound on Trump. That was his job. Right?
Miserable. That's that slob. Maybe they'll find him washed up on the beach of New Jersey somewhere. I don't know. That's where it belongs. Put him in. But that makes me sad. The money, the time that this man spent, Chris Christie, you know, trying to fool people thinking that he could be the president, got 32 votes out of 105,358. Oh, by the way, you know who else beat him? Other got 80 votes. All right? Other got 80 votes.
I like
votes.
That. No, I like that one. I like the other thing. That's great.
It
never stopped. But I don't know if you caught this. I don't know if you covered it on your show. But the apparently, New Jersey now is, in 2023, was the number one spot, according to United Van Lines, of people leaving the state, and basically gave the same reasons for leaving that people have for leaving California. Now, I didn't think you guys would want to compete with us for emptying out the state.
Well, people in New Jersey are just stupid as the people in California. After all, people in New Jersey elected and then reelected a guy by the name of Phil Murphy, who, when he took office, he said he's going to have the back of the illegals, that he wanted New Jersey to be just like California, that Newsom was one of his idols. What? Guess what? He got it. He got just what he wanted. And you know, elections have consequences. They really do. So the stupid people of New Jersey got what they asked for. The highest prices in the nation, the highest taxes in the nation. And, you know, there used to be one good thing about living in the state of New Jersey. And that's we had the lowest gas tax in the country, 14 cents a gallon. That was until Chris Christie tripled the gas tax on his way out the door.
He tripled it on his way out the door.
On the way out the door. His last year in office.
Wow.
Okay. He passed a measure raising the gas tax 28 cents a gallon. Not only that, Joe, they also put a provision in there that if they didn't sell as much gas as what they used to with the lowest gas, the tax would automatically rise. So that is living in the garbage state of New Jersey, thanks to Chris Christie. And maybe that's why he only got 32 votes out of 105,358 in Iowa.
You like you're enjoying that one a lot, you know.
I sure am. Besides, that stinking Welch owes me $10. I made a bet with him one time. I made a bet with him in 2008.
Really?
2008. Yes, I did. I was working for a candidate who was running against him in the primary. So I would go to all the Chris Christie's rallies and videotape them and put them on the internet, making him look bad. So I asked him one time, and by the way, Chris Christie is a big Mets fan, is a big Dallas Cowboys fan. I don't know why, but he's a stinking front runner. So I said to him, Governor, would you rather be, or Chris, would you rather be governor? He wasn't governor then. Chris, would you rather be governor or have the Mets win the World Series? And he said, I'd rather be governor. And I said, well, let's put a $10 bet that the Phillies will beat out the Mets, which they did. And I never got my $10.
Oh, God. Yeah. I think he owes too much on the on his campaign dollars, so you're not going to see it.
No,
at all.
It's a Krispy Kreme debit card. It's his debit card, but a Krispy Kreme that is bigger than the federal budget.
No, this stuff. I was just talking to somebody earlier about people not realizing how bad California is, and you know what better shape it's in fiscally and the whole nine yards. And you get places, if Newsom decides he's going to run, or if they put Newsom up in the limelight and for some odd reason Joe can't run, people, you know, he's well-spoken. He sounds like he has a clue. I think his, his debate with DeSantis, he got pummeled in that to the point where his wife, the real boss of the house, had to drag him off the stage, basically. You know, because he really thought he was doing so well. But my fear is, if you think about it, look around Joe Biden right now, they're all California people. They're all failed California legislators. Scary.
No, Joe, it won't be Joe. You know, I've said, you've probably heard me say this before, Joe O'Biden, and I call him O'Biden, will not be the candidate. Neither will Gavin Newsom, nor will it be Robert Kennedy. Joe, 3 years ago, I started to talk about this. The candidate will be Michelle Obama. Now, you want to hear my logic and reason?
You better go quick. Go ahead.
My logic and reason is the Democrats are notorious for pulling a losing candidate off the ticket and putting on somebody else they think could be a winner. They did it with Robert Torricelli. Torricelli was an incumbent senator, He was in a general election. He was losing. They put him off. They put Frank Lautenberg back on because Lautenberg had been in there and was popular. They did it with the vice president, Thomas Eagleton. They pulled him off the ticket in 1972. And they see that Joe Biden can't win. I think it is going to be Michelle Biden running to the rescue of the party. And just last week, she was on a podcast. And she was talking about how bad this country was and how this country needed a strong leader. We've got to save the republic or democracy, as she inaccurately calls it, from Donald Trump. We need a strong leader, she says. Now, she never mentioned the name Joe Biden. She never mentioned the name Gavin Newsom or Robert Kennedy. She used no name when she was talking about we need a strong leader. What does that sound like to you, Joe? She's running.
Running. If she gets elected and it gets even worse, we deserve what we get. I'm sorry. We've waited too long to respond. Even our Republican friends over the years have said things like, you know, I believe in the people. The people are figuring it out. No, they haven't figured it out. They elected Obama twice. They allowed, in my humble opinion, they allowed Joe Biden, the Democrats as a whole, to steal the election along with many of the Senate and congressional seats. I mean, interesting enough now, you're starting to see judges take on these cases because the proper information now has been given to them. And they have proof that some of these machines weren't working the way they were supposed. Well, I guess they were working the way they were supposed to, but it's terrible. It's just terrible. Hey, hang tight for one more segment. I want you to tell people where they can hear your show. We're going to a commercial. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55 Road Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be a part of the solution. This is how we win. This is how it happens. But really, honestly, think about it. You get informed, you get to get out there, you get to put information out, you get them scratching their heads or making their head explode or something like that. I don't know which. But you've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. You've got to make a difference. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him on back on with me. You got Rick Trader on the line with me. He is the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. He is in, the heart of the second belly of the beast, which is New Jersey. How you doing, Rick?
Yeah, rub it in, Joe. Go ahead, rub it in.
Hey, I'm in the belly of the big beast here, you know? Come on down. Now we're 28 plus billion dollars in the red, and now Nuisance has decided to give free health care to almost 800,000 illegals.
Don't people know that there is nothing free? That money comes from somewhere, and it comes from everybody that has a job, owns a home, drives a car. It comes from you, the taxpayer. That's where all that free comes from. Hey, Joe, I just wanted to mention, you are so right about getting involved. We really need to for everyone to get involved, because everybody can do something. They can make phone calls. They can knock on doors. They can talk to their neighbors. They can write letters to the editors of newspapers. They could start a radio show. They could start a TV network. And what I'm getting to is the AUN TV network, which is a conservative faith-based network for show, with shows like The Joe Messina Show, The Conservative Commando Show, Roger Stone, The Stone Zone, Dinesh D'Souza's podcast, More Money with Stephen Moore, James O'Keefe Media, Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, Carl Allen West, Steadfast and Loyal. And go to AUN-TV.com, AUN-TV.com, to find our stations or to click on our Listen Live link.
You know,
you cut me off.
And it's all digital, isn't it?
Well, it's broadcast television and it's streaming. The website has a link to our 24-hour day streaming network on Rumble, and we started out slow and we're gaining. We've only been doing it a little over a month, and already we're getting 10,000 people a week.
Pretty cool.
So I'm proud of that. I mean, it's miniature compared to some of them. But when you start from nothing with no money, with no publicity, with no PR behind you, and what it is people are finding us. People are finding the Joe Messina Show on the AUN Network, the Conservative Commandos, Roger Stone, the Nessus, and they're saying, hey, I can go here and watch these great shows, not pay a fee. There's no paywall. There will never be a paywall on AUN TV. Why? Because I want people to listen to the Joe Messina Show. I want people to watch the Dinesh D'Souza podcast. And if I want this information to get out there, why am I going to have a paywall?
No, I agree with you. And I think, the other part of this, though, the reason I mentioned it with digital is because there are a lot of people that are really just getting rid of everything. And the only way to get information is via, you know, digital services and what have you. And you're seeing that happen more and more and more up in the in Northern California and places like that.
Well, Joe, within 5 years, 50% of the people will cut the cable. They'll either go back to broadcast TV or they're going to go to streaming. And they're the two areas that AUN TV really wants to focus.
Yep. No, I don't blame you. We've got to find a way to get the message out. And here in California, I jokingly call California Northern Venezuela because we have internet that goes down. We have electricity that goes down. All kinds of things are getting away. And we're California. We should be at the height of technology. There shouldn't be any issues here. Let me switch gears on you for a second. I think you're going to get a kick out of this. So,
Sure. Ahead
of the Iowa caucus tonight, CNN was doing, asking people coming out of polls or going to polls questions. And they were floored to hear. Let me get it up on my screen. Here we go. It says, do you think that Biden legitimately won in 2020? 28%. Let's get it right. 28% said yes. 68% said no. And if you think about that, right, what they're basically saying is that he stole the election. And these aren't MAGA people. When you look at the number of MAGA people, and one guest said to me, well, they're probably not telling you the truth. Okay, why do we always have to go down that road? They're not all MAGA people. And even many MAGA people that I know are not, drones. They don't walk lockstep with Donald Trump. They walk lockstep with the country is what they do.
Right. Well, Joe, looking at Iowa. And again, Donald Trump had a huge night in Iowa, but 49% of the people voted for somebody else. So they're not all lockstep, mega Donald Trump people. These are Republicans who took the time and the efforts to go out and participate in the caucuses in Iowa tonight. From what I understand, the weather was miserable. They got feet of snow on the ground, wind chills below zero. I mean, it wasn't a good night to go out in Iowa, but they went out. And so when you got 49% of these people did not vote for Donald Trump, voted for Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis or Rick Ramaswamy, or the 35 that voted for Chris Christie. I mean, these were people who are not supporters of Donald Trump. That, they were looking for somebody else. So when you say, what was it, 60 what percent believe the vote was stolen?
68%.
Well, there you go. You can't call them all mega, can you?
No, you can't call them all mega, and to think that it's wrong for them to think for themselves to come up with some of this stuff on their own based on what they see happening, and they ridicule these people. It's so wrong in so many ways, you know?
But anyway. Yeah, 22, what percent thought that Joe Biden won honestly?
28, but I didn't ask him what meds they were on, you know, I mean, seriously.
So if you go 68 to 28 or 22, whatever it was, that in and of itself is a landslide.
I mean,
Chicago, 28% of the people who are totally untuned, you know, they got their heads buried in the sand. They don't care. They don't think that, you know, that they could make a difference, and they're not involved. You know, what percentage of those people are totally not involved? And, you know, Joe, these numbers are in spite of the propaganda the mainstream media has been spewing the last 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Just think if we had an honest media in this country. And again, that's why we've created AUNTV, because we need an honest media. We need voices like Joe Messina to get out there and be heard. The problem is with the media controlled by the mainstream media, the ABCs, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, the Internet, Yahoo. You could even say Fox today is really not on our side.
Nope.
This is why it's so important for people to seek out the alternative media to at least get the other side of the story.
No, they're not. Look, you've seen them shut them down. You've seen commentators from MSNBC and other places actually speak over some of the guests or some of the people they're interviewing, because they won't allow them to speak or at least give an idea of what they believe is going on. It's a whole different animal. We keep saying it's a two-tiered system. It's only a one-tiered system. It's my way, period. End of discussion. And if you try anything else, we're not interested in what you have to say. So, anyhow.
You see this? You hear this all the time, this mantra, you know, the mega news, the fake mega news. It's just so disgusting. My gosh, if we only had an honest media in this country that would at least give both sides. I'm not saying, you know, to be totally on the conservative. Just give both sides. Let the people listen and let them decide. No, they can't. No, they want to do the thinking for you. Why? Because they're smarter than you.
Well, I was going to say, you're too ignorant to know who and how to vote for. You know, when it comes to academia, they really truly believe they're smarter than the average person. And you heard it all the way back to Obama. He just let it spew off his lips when he said they cling to their guns and their Bible, right? I mean, that's how he sees us. That's how they see us. And who was a CNN fellow or MSNBC? He recently came out and really put down the people in the flyover states in middle America that they were idiots, they shouldn't be allowed to vote, that they're ill-informed.
I wouldn't be surprised if you don't hear that same thing tomorrow on NBC or CSNBC when they talk about the Iowa caucus.
We're up against it really quick. Tell people where to get conservative commandos, and I mean fast.
AUN-TV.com, AUN-TV.com.
All right, people, listen, have a great rest of the night. Yeah, celebrate the win in Iowa, and we'll be back with you tomorrow night. Stay safe.